I would like to have a volunteer, someone who would like to explore an outcome you have across to all of the ecological things so that we can demonstrate. Who hasn't been up here? Nancy?
Nancy.
You?
I've been up there.
Who else has not been? No, no, we're not volunteering other people. Rhea, you haven't been up here? Here we have one that hasn't, Rhea. So I'm saying it's probably okay if we sit down to begin with. Maybe when we get into some of the things that we're doing with ecology, we'll stand up. That's okay. So thank you, Rhea. You haven't been up here.
No, not yet.
Nice to have the opportunity to work with somebody different. Thank you.
Thank you.
So my goal for doing this exercise, my intent is that the group have an experience of how you ask all the questions for ecology and what you do with that, and that I can also assist you in finding out if this outcome that you're considering fits for all parts of you.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. So, what is it that you thought of that you might like, that you want as an outcome?
As an outcome, feel congruent and feel in agreement with my inner parts. I want to feel my guts and trust my guts. Let's put it this way.
You want to feel your
guts.
God. Guts.
And trust my guts.
And trust your guts. That's your outcome.
Yeah.
To be able to feel that. Is that intuition? Guts. To be more specific.
Yeah, it is intuition. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to feel your intuition and trust it.
Yeah.
In any circumstance?
In any circumstance.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting outcome. Okay, now, so the first thing we do is, okay, I have backtracked. She wants to be able to feel her guts. She knows what that means, intuition, and trust it when she needs it. What are those circumstances where you think you might want to feel that way, to feel your guts and trust them? What kinds of circumstances?
Well, I have a lot of different opportunities, and I need to pick one direction. I see a lot of doors open, but I need to pick one that is right and feels right for me.
Okay, so you see a lot, there's a lot of doors open. Is this in one particular area of your life right now?
It's different areas.
Different areas.
Different areas. That's why I'm kind of on a crossroads. I don't know which one to pick right now.
Oh, okay. So in many of the situations in your life, there are lots of doors open.
Yeah.
And you don't know which of the doors to choose.
Right.
Could you choose, just for us to be a little more specific about this, one area where you are at the crossroads, where you would really like to make a decision and know which door to choose that we could explore? Something related to work or relationships or...
Yeah, I have opportunity at work to be promoted. Also, I have opportunity to move on with my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to pick either or.
Okay, so right now...
Because if I take a promotion, I know I'm going to have a lot of responsibilities.
Uh-huh.
Much more than what I do right now. Mm-hmm. And if I take a business opportunity, it's a lot of work too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't combine, because now I'm combining both.
Okay.
I am working and I'm doing business, but it's kind of in the baby steps.
Uh-huh. Okay. So where you are right now is you kind of have a dilemma because there's only these two choices, right? It's either I take this promotion at work, and I know there's going to be a lot of work involved in it, or I pursue working with my own business.
Right.
And right now, you're trying to do both.
I'm doing both.
Mm-hmm. This is an interesting gesture. Yeah. It looks like
I can go this direction for long. I can move that way.
She's going in two different directions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you would like to do is be able to trust your guts in making a decision about which of these things to do. Is that correct?
Yes.
Which choice to take?
Which choice to take, right. I'm trying to figure it out.
And you notice that what I'm spending time with here initially is being more specific about what she wants to trust her guts in. Yeah. So it's about making a decision about your future work. Do you stay, take the promotion with the company, or do you pursue your own work? Okay, so that's a good enough start. That's a vague enough outcome that we can begin asking the questions. So what would be the negative or positive consequences of you making each of these choices?
Positive consequences, being independent.
Okay.
Establish, the earlier I establish, the more successful I'm going to be. There is a lot of needs in the communities that I can be useful and mm-hmm. beneficial. I'm talking about business.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay.
Could you all tell? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The negative aspect is, well, what is negative aspect of it? It's a lot of work, independent work. And self-built type of self-crafting work, mm-hmm. which is not easy.
Okay, so it's not an easy way.
It is not easy way. I would have to be updated. I would have to make connections with people. And sometimes I'm very introvert. I like to be in my own cage. I don't like to talk to people a lot.
So it might involve you being more external yeah. and more out
yeah,
there with
more
people.
Out there. Yes.
And that feels hard.
It feels heavy. Workshops, I can move and do it, but I don't know, I am afraid to be criticized or fail.
Okay,
or, you know,
so there,
like
an ecology issue of being criticized by others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's take the other choice.
Mm-hmm.
What are the negative or positive consequences of taking the promotion at work?
Positive consequence.
Doesn't look positive. As positive, does it?
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Well, no. It's like, what? Positive?
I have so much benefits right now.
Okay, so yes.
I station my car, my government car, next to my house. And basically I start my work 5 minutes from my house.
Oh.
So right now it's very positive.
Mm-hmm.
If I get promotion, I'm going to lose that because I'll be in the office. I'll do paperwork. And supervising other people, you know, supervising very intelligent people, it's not easy. They're gonna challenge you a lot. I know how much trouble I give to my boss. So it's difficult. Also, I would have to have I would have to pay for parking, which is not cheap. And it's gonna take me about 45 minutes to get to work every morning.
Mm-hmm. So there are some aspects of taking the promotion that don't look as appealing because it's a commute. It's not going to be easy. Neither one of these mm-hmm. are easy. That's
neither one of them is easy. And also the whole division is going through changes. And I know that the management will use me sometimes to hit someone or to do something. And I'm afraid of being used in a negative way.
Okay, so.
No.
All right.
It's interesting you asked her for the positive, but it was very much a negative, almost negative.
Yeah.
The other one's more balanced, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is yeah. just for her to discover all of this, but it was an interesting discovery that she had trouble finding the positives to begin with. And
it's interesting because you have a lot of impact on mm-hmm. how work's supposed to be done, and I would have opportunity to even revise some rules that
okay.
we have.
Okay, that's another positive about that. Yeah.
And it's something I've been thinking. I have some ideas what I would revise because I've been there. I inspected a lot of places, and I have some list of things that I would like to change.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have opportunity, I would probably, you know.
To implement some of those changes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and also because I have previous experience in with Cal OSHA and with labor code, I can bring more benefits into how we set up our safety aspects of job.
Mm.
I can dedicate more time
okay.
to policies, procedures.
So
and stuff.
The positives yeah. do it's to come out.
It's positive, but it's very difficult because it's a lot of thinking, a lot of research, a lot of implications. You can read the written rule, you know something, but to implement it, to establish something, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, does any part of you have objections to you just focusing on your own independent business? Or does any part of you have any objection to you taking the new promotion? And let's check them one at a time. Mm. How do your parts feel about this?
I'm kind of split right now because having promotion, I know I can retire. I've been there for 15 years. I'm going to work 5 more years and that's it. I'll be on my retirement track. And retire as a supervisor would be much better than retiring as a worker. So it's something positive for the future.
Okay.
Something
so
that
it's
I can
more
see.
Long-term.
It's more, yeah, it's a long-term.
Mm-hmm. You see the positives for long term. So do your parts have any objection to that? Check inside.
Yes. Too much headache. Too much headache. Do I want to go through it? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid.
Is that financial benefit of being able to retire in 5 years as a supervisor worth it? Is that, and then the parts going, oh, it's a lot of headache.
It's a deep learning process. It's going to be a totally different school for me, right there, practical school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a good way of doing it right now because we have new management.
Mm.
So they are looking for ideas. They are trying to change a lot of things. It's a great opportunity to take part in it.
So if you're going to do it, the timing is right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, how about with the business?
It's timing too. If I want to do it, I should do it right now.
Uh-huh.
I actually start working on my website and then I stopped because I got really overwhelmed with my business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with my work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about dedicating time and energy into it.
And check inside. Does any part of you object to you dedicating your time and energy to starting your own business?
It's a material
check
stuff.
Check inside.
Yeah.
Did you see that was a conscious?
Mm-hmm.
Ask inside, does any part of you object to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I can clearly see my inside. Yeah, I know. Well, it's a material part. It's a high paid job.
Okay. The part of you that wants to make money objects.
Yes. And it's and because I have 3 kids in college.
Okay.
So
another ecological concern comes up. Whoa.
Uh-huh. Almost forgot about it.
Almost forgot about that. Oh.
I know that already.
Yeah.
Timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So far we've asked directly. Now, what has stopped you from making this decision? You're at this crossroads. What's been stopping you from deciding which of the options that you have right now are the best? What's driving the reluctance to make a decision?
Probably timing.
Okay.
I don't want to wait for long. At the same time, my husband wants to retire in 3 years.
So another concern comes in. We've got 3 kids in college, and we have a husband who wants to retire.
And he wants to do his own business.
And he wants to do his.
And it's kind of, it's a family. Uh-huh. It's not only me. So when I look at only my desires and what I want for myself, it's business.
Okay.
I can see myself growing.
Since she's already doing that, stepping into self and reviewing it, the business wins.
Yeah.
Stepping into husband.
Mama first.
Mama with, of the three college kids.
Yeah. I know I have to support them. Uh-huh. And work would be the best right now for material.
For material. Step into one of your kids. Step into one of your children and look at you making a decision about whether to start your own business or take a promotion.
Stepping into my kid position, my mom is crazy. That's all I can say.
And crazy for which option? Or crazy for what?
For running everything at the same time.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So from whichever child you just stepped into, this one's going, she's crazy that she's trying to do all of this.
Yeah. Hmm.
Do you think all three of them feel that way? Step into one of the others.
Mm. My third child, I feel like, hey, I'm happy I can suck something out of you. Keep working. Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, how about the other child? We should consider all three of them.
The other child more on partnership. She's working and she's trying to keep she's trying to keep balance.
Mm-hmm. What would she tell you?
Sometimes she is taking control and just, hey, I think you should do this and that. Yeah, she's more kind of in control.
Okay, and what would she? What would she choose of your options for you? Be her. What does she want you to do?
Surprisingly, she wants me to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what does...
And even partnership in business, if I have any... any desire her to be in.
Oh, she would like to be a partner.
She would
in
jump
business.
In, definitely. And she's very reliable. She's a big help.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how about the husband? Step into the husband who wants to retire in 3 years.
Oh, boy. Do I have to go there?
Well, maybe.
It would be nice if you went there.
Okay.
What? Let's find out what his perspective is on this.
He is happy that I am supporting the family. He's happy. He supports the family, but I support much more financially. Mm-hmm. So he's very happy with that. He's trying his best, but it just happened that I bring more into family. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal.
How will either of these decisions impact him? Be him. If you choose to do your own business, how does that impact?
Actually, I had a conversation with him, and once I told him, if I want my husband to make more money, I have to quit my job. Hmm. So I want to give him a space to develop himself more and do something else besides.
So going with the option of starting your own business actually gives the husband some choices, maybe.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like he is more secure in what he's doing, and he is afraid to, guys, they want to keep the balance. he is paying bills, he's doing everything financially in-house. I have no idea what he's doing. So he feels secured right now. I don't know how he's going to accept any changes.
Okay. So if you choose to start your own business,
yeah,
be him, yeah, what happens to your security as the spouse?
It's a little shaky. It's okay, scary.
Shaky for him. Yeah. So that tells you, if you choose this option, you need to deal with him about that. That's something to consider. If you choose the other option of taking the promotion, how does that impact you when you think of being the husband? Yeah, your wife's going to be commuting. Work won't be as easy.
We can commute together.
Oh.
It's on the way to downtown. She can drop me off and go to her office and pick me up. No problem.
So would that be a positive or a negative? I don't know. I'm just asking.
It's quite positive.
It could give you more time.
Yeah. Time together on the way to work. And she's doing well. Mm-hmm. The outcome is good. She's happy. And yeah, she's a little crazy woman, but she's cool.
Okay, so notice, since she was already into that, I just jumped down to the switching of perceptual positions there.
But with a business, she can't do it alone. She needs a lot of help. And it's going to be, she's going to be sucking out of me. No. I don't know.
So there are more concerns on his part.
Yeah.
About you starting the business.
Yeah.
That need to be considered.
Yeah. And also he knows I'm not good. Actually, I'm good with finances. But I don't have time to manage finances. That's why I put it out to him. Mm-hmm. And he knows business is all about delivering services and making sure your balance is right and you're moving with your
assets. So is he saying that there might be a concern about your skills in doing certain things within the business?
Mm-hmm. Mm. She might need me to do that for her because that's what I'm doing at home.
Okay. So he might need to be a part of the business as well.
Yes.
Starting to look like a family business, isn't it?
Seems like it.
Okay, so now we've been considering some of these other options. What has stopped you at this point? I assume, how long have you been making this consideration?
Year.
You've been thinking about this for a year.
For a year, yes.
Okay, so what has stopped you in that year deciding either to go fully with the business or to take the promotion?
When I started, I realized I need some knowledge in how to run it.
Okay.
So I went to some basic schools.
Okay, so you've been taking some classes.
I've been taking some classes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a lot of contribution at work, and all my energy and focus was taken to specific assignments. I had really, really sensitive assignments.
Okay, so given that that's what's happened on the job, do you think that will change any if you take the promotion?
It will not change. It's going to be even more.
So it's going to be even more of what has stopped you in the past, because you're so busy at the job that you couldn't even consider the other option.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. But also timing, I need to balance my time. Because sometimes I have really busy family, a lot of functions going on, lots of energy.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a really busy job. So sometimes when I take my coffee break or I buy coffee, I try to hide from everybody and just be in a quiet place, be on my own. And sometimes I take longer than I supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure out, oh, I could respond to this email, I could do something else, I can talk to people, but I'm not doing it because I am in my own cave.
Mm-hmm.
And I am wondering, why am I doing it? Why am I hiding?
Well, why are you?
I don't know.
If you were to ask a part of you, why is it that you feel a necessity to do that? What is motivating that behavior?
To find peace.
Okay.
To feel myself, to awaken inside, to get awaken, to just balance, feel that balance.
Uh-huh.
And okay. Sometimes it takes time to reach that state.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm full of myself, I'm whole to go ahead and do my work.
Okay. So this is what stopped you in the past too, is you haven't felt this sense of peace, or it's mm-hmm. difficult for you to get to that sense of peace.
Right.
Do you think that if you were to choose the promotion, anything would change concerning that? Or do you think you would still find a need to go in your cave and hole up? And
I will have that need to go inside my cave and stay there for a while
mm-hmm.
until I feel like I can talk to people, I can step out and reach in communication and just...
Mm-hmm. Okay. And does that feel comfortable for you?
Doing it?
Uh-huh.
Doing it, I feel like I'm selfie. I'm kind of like more a selfish person.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I feel a great need inside. Like it's even a force, that something forced me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why.
Mm-hmm. Why you need the alone time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which job, which of these options would give you the most in terms of being able to have some alone time to regroup before you're working with people? If you consider both of them, since that has come up as an issue.
Of course, business will give me my own time. That's what I'm scared of. If I have the freedom to take time to myself and be alone, it's going to be in business, but I won't be productive at that time. And sometimes you have phone calls, if I don't answer in the right time, I can lose clients.
Okay, so that's a real concern with you being independent.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have this need to be alone and you don't always like to be with people.
Yes.
It's something that would need to be taken care of should you choose that option. You're going to have to figure out how you deal with that, aren't you?
I might need to switch to the nighttime or lunchtime. I always with people. I need to fit that need somewhere into my schedule.
Okay, so regardless of which choice you take, you have to fit the need to be alone into your schedule.
Right. Otherwise, I am total mess. I can't hear myself, I can't figure out, I can't be focused.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter which of these, your intuition is saying, I've got to have some alone time, whether I choose to work just primarily with my own business or I choose to take the promotion.
Right.
That's one of the big ecology concerns that
yes.
we've heard so far. That and the timing. Yeah, as well as the money.
Interesting.
So far.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you were to observe somebody else that might be trying to make a decision, somebody else, is there anyone else you know who's had to make a decision about whether they started their own business or stayed in a job? A specific person you could think of?
Do I know anyone? Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like you to, over there, from a neutral perspective here, imagine that person making the decision about what to do.
Oh, she was laid off. It was easy way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was laid off, and as she was laid off, what happened?
She went back to be a hairstylist, and she likes it. She's much happier.
Okay, so for this person that you're observing,
mm-hmm.
Even though it wasn't a decision she had to make because it was made for her, choosing to be on her own,
Yeah, I talked to her a few weeks ago, and she told me that she's much, much happier right now. Mm-hmm. Because she's doing something she loves to do, and mm-hmm. she got her own techniques, very unique techniques, how she's doing. Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. she doesn't even advertise herself because she's full all the time.
Okay, so this was the observing someone else. It's interesting that first thing she notices is that she's happier.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so let's say you've made the decision, and we're going to do it in both ways. You've made the decision to start your own business. Mm-hmm. And, you did that a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. Put yourself out there in the future. What's it like for you now that you actually made the decision to start your own business when you future pace that?
I can be myself. I can be free and enjoy what I'm doing.
Okay. So out of the future pace of the own business comes, I can be myself. Free. Now, okay, that's one. You've made the decision to take the new job, the promotion. And you've been at it long enough, you know what the commute's like. And you and your husband have been commuting together. And you drop him off. And it's the future.
I see my business more like a soulful thing to do, and I see my job is more of a logical thing to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right. So as you future pace that, it feels like, it's logical. And how do your guts respond to that, Rhea?
Here, soulful thing, I see colorful, rich, even tasty stuff to do. Mm-hmm. With my job, it's more dry, structured. It's there is no much life in it.
Can you tell by watching her? Yeah. Oh, wow. This is where the calibration becomes really important. Her whole face lights up when she thinks of being her own person and having her own business. When she thinks of the job, it's a sinking, the face changes. Mm. The lips start working really hard. That's just what we're observing from the outside. Mm-hmm. How do your guts feel? She doesn't even need to say anything, does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Mm-hmm. The ecology issues are pretty big, right? So there's a lot of congruence issues on both sides.
Right, on both sides, yeah. Uh-huh. But much less congruence about taking the promotion. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, all right, we've checked a whole bunch of things. What will, if you were to role play you having your own business, and if you were to be doing the activities you're going to be doing with your own business. What are you doing? And you said you might have to answer some phone calls. You might have to be with business.
Right.
Show me what that looks like when you're doing it.
Show?
Yeah, the role play.
Okay. Okay. I see a lot of traveling. I have a lot of connections, and those connections are really valuable and really honored by me, and I want just to enrich those connections, and there's a lot of energy.
Okay, there's a lot of energy, and you all see that. Mm-hmm. Okay, now role play, you being the supervisor at your new job, you took this promotion.
It's like restricted. There's policies and procedures and
They certainly don't.
I always feel paralyzed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So you notice the difference in the feeling.
Yeah.
And notice how your guts respond to each when you imagine doing each.
Yeah.
Okay. So Yeah, putting her body into it makes a difference. Okay, so now, let's imagine this is your timeline. You've been, and for the last year, this is, let's say, if this is present right now, Rhea, for the last year, you've been considering, do I go with my own business, or do I take this promotion as a supervisor? That's already been happening for a year. Okay? And just now, in the present moment, we've been exploring both options in terms of the ecology concerned with whichever choice you make. Now, let's just imagine out here, a year from now, you made a decision back here a year ago. Let's have you go out there and step in a year from now, having made a decision. Okay, here you are. This is Rhea, who has, it's scary, okay, has made a decision about what she's going to do for her future. So what decision did you make when you step out here? Choose each one. Okay, first choose, you made the decision, I'll just help you, to start your own business.
Oh my gosh, it's huge.
Okay. Yeah. It's huge. You made the decision. You've been doing it for a year now. Okay. You've been finding time to be private. You've been finding time to be with people. You've made all these connections.
Right. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
It's doing something to your guts, right?
Yeah. And because I'm bilingual, even now I have offers to have my own TV programs. And I am putting down those offers, and if I take this route, oh my gosh, I don't know where it's going to take.
So you might be a TV star.
No, not TV star, but they want to broadcast. I have connections with Moscow psychologists, counselors. Okay. Yeah, right. It's pretty much. It's going to be huge.
Okay, so it's been huge.
Yeah.
This is your year ago. Now, look back. Okay. Just turn back. There's a Rhea over there trying to make a decision. Yeah. And you know a lot now. A year has passed. You've been doing your own business for a year. Look at the steps you took along the way and notice, were the steps that you took to get here, you know, you've been doing this for a year, but you're even having these requests for TV, do they seem ecological to you, the steps that you took to get here?
Yes.
Any problem with any of those steps?
It feels right. I feel free. I feel clean and pure.
Okay.
The most important thing, I'm not fake with myself. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, so you are authentically you.
Yes, it's a lot of energy, and I feel transparent.
Okay. All right, so notice how that feels, especially in the gut. Okay, now we're going to step out of that, shake it off. We're dealing with two different things instead of just one here, so it's interesting. Now, step in. You made the decision. Now, first here. You've been a year the supervisor on the job.
Oh, gosh.
You've done it. Your girls are happy because you're supporting them in college. That you've been commuting with your husband. And you've changed some of the rules and regulations on this company. For this company, and the timing was right. And you look back at that you a year ago that made the decision, I'm going to take this promotion. And what happens with your gut?
It's a very narrow life.
Okay.
It's the same. I don't know what to say.
Same old stuff.
The only thing that really came up was I don't want to be used by management to hurt someone.
Okay. You don't want to be
used. Because it's been done before. I observed they doing it, and I don't want to be in that.
So it's narrow.
Mm-hmm.
It feels restrictive,
mm-hmm.
and you know for sure you mm-hmm. don't want to be used. So if this is the option you take, you know you have to do something about that as you take that job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now.
Yeah.
Step back out. What do you know now that you didn't know when you came up here?
I know my source of energy is in business. Yeah, I want to be attached to my source.
So we weren't doing a conflict integration, but what has been happening is she's realized what she would get out of each by doing it. And I'm just wondering if you will find a way that you might have your cake and eat it both.
It's not going to happen for a while. I mean, it's not going to happen for long term. I can't hold both.
Right.
And move my life and having kids and having family. It's going to be right. too much, too uh-huh. crazy. I want to separate myself, separate that part of business and move on.
Okay.
And probably I was sitting and I got this idea, maybe I'll take part time at my work.
See, the third option comes up, Gary, this is why we're in a dilemma if we only have two. So the third option comes up, I can have part of my cake and eat it at the same time. Maybe I go part time so that I have the stability. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you.